From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Northern Ireland police released Sinn Féin leader Gerry Adams without charge after nearly 5 days of interrogation over an IRA execution 42 years ago. Larry Miller reports Adams accused some in the force of longing for the days of sectarian hatred.
Speaking shortly after being released, Adams says the police presented hearsay and published books and articles as evidence of his alleged involvement with the 1972 murder of mother of 10, Jean McConville.
I am innocent of any involvement in any conspiracy to abduct, kill, or bury Mrs. McConville.
Adams says the days of sectarian hate are over, but there are some who still want to return to those violent times. Adams isn't yet off the hook. Police sent their file to prosecutors, and it's up to them to decide whether to charge him. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
In Ukraine's port city of Odessa, pro-Russian activists stormed a jail, prompting the release of 67 fellow activists. They were held after the deaths of pro-Russian demonstrators killed in clashes on Friday. NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson reports police ordered the release in an effort to defuse the situation.
The protesters were observing a day of mourning for those killed on Friday. Many visited the burned-out trade union building that now has a large Russian flag draped on one wall. But hundreds of others attacked the police station, saying they wanted to free fellow pro-Russian activists who were jailed there. As the violence escalated, police decided to release the prisoners. That prompted an angry response from Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk, who says some of those released were likely involved in helping start the fire. He calls the Odessa deaths a tragedy for Ukraine and has launched an investigation into the police for failing to prevent the bloodshed. Soraya Sahardi-Nelson, NPR News, Kyiv.
Nine circus performers were seriously injured in an accident in Rhode Island today. The women were performing an aerial act at the Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus, where they hang by the hair like a human chandelier. During a live performance, the women started the act and then fell about 40 feet to the ground. Steve Payne is a spokesman for Ringling Brothers.
During the performance, a hair-hanging apparatus, which is part of the show, by which eight of our aerialists are suspended from their hair, it fell to the show floor.
Rosa Viveros was in the audience. She says everyone was shocked.
It's pretty overwhelming to see that. I still can't believe it happened.
Payne says a number of other people suffered minor injuries. Well, gas prices are on the rise. The Lundberg survey says the average price of a gallon of gas rose 3 cents over the past 2 weeks. Trilby Lundberg, who publishes the survey, says gas prices have increased for 12 weeks in a row, and they've gained nearly 43 cents on average since February 7th, and she says that's a 13% hike. This is NPR News. Despite continued pressure on Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling to sell the team, the mayor of Los Angeles says the appeals may be falling on deaf ears. Danielle Carson reports.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti said he spoke to Sterling a few days ago, and he got the impression Sterling's not going to give up the team without a fight.
He thinks that he's going to be the owner for a long time, that he wants to stay the owner. And I said this will be a long, protracted fight and a painful thing for a city that is a great city.
Mayor Garcetti said he urged Sterling to apologize for his racist comments that were made public more than a week ago. The NBA has imposed a lifetime ban on Sterling and fined him $2.5 million. The NBA Board of Governors is expected to meet within the next 2 weeks to vote on forcing Sterling to sell the Clippers. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Los Angeles.
The Republican plan for a special committee to investigate the actions of the Obama administration over the September 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, is drawing mixed responses from some Democrats and Republicans today. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff told Fox News Sunday it's a waste of time.
I don't think it makes sense for us to give this select committee any more credibility than it deserves, and frankly, I don't think it deserves very much.
But Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte told the same program.
There's been important work done in the committees, but it's been disjointed. And the latest revelation from the White House really tells us that we need this select committee.
Four Americans, including the ambassador, died in that attack. Officials say a vintage biplane has crashed while performing at a Northern California air show, and the pilot was killed. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.